I was listening to the BBC's Radio 4 programme this morning, and they had the talking about what makes a good teacher. And you had two people in the discussion. You had the University of Buckingham's Professor Alan Smithers, and the former MP, not quite sure what else he does apart from being a former MP, Barry Shearman. And they were both discussing this idea that maybe if you don't do very well when at your degree, then you may not get funding necessary to train to be a teacher. And there was this sort of argument on the one side from the professor, Alan Smithers, who was arguing that, okay, in an ideal world, you'll have, whatever, 20, 30 people applying for one post. You can then cream off those with the best degree results, and then from that, you can pick out the ones, root out the ones who appear to be very good at being a teacher. But he was saying, you know, in an ideal world, but basically in the world we have a shortage of teachers, and it's better to have somebody who may not have a great degree, but someone who's quite good at getting a point across and sort of controlling a classroom, that sort of thing. Better to have that, which is not ideal, but better that than nobody at all, or to have a supply, or what I had to go through when I was in high school most of the time, which was you just had anybody come in, sit down, tell you to be quiet and get on with your homework, and that's what you did for the whole hour. But then you have this Barry Shearman talking, blah, 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 surely in any business you have to have the best qualified for the jobs. But I just think that is the poorest analogy I've ever heard from anybody on any topic ever. It's just such a bad analogy. You know, of course, and he cites, if you're a doctor, of course, if you're a doctor, you're training to be a doctor, you have to have the best qualifications. You have to be, you know, not necessarily the top of your class at every stage, but obviously most people want to have their doctor to be the best. Obviously, in the real world, that doesn't happen. And obviously, again, if lots of people are going for the one job, you will take the person with the best qualifications. But the difference between a doctor and a teacher, although both highly regarded professions, obviously the glaringly obvious difference is that if you're a doctor or a pilot or an astronaut, whatever, you are training to be that particular, to be in that particular position. If you're a doctor, you're training to be a doctor. You're not training to be a teacher of medicine. You're training to be a doctor. If you're an astronaut, you know, you have to be good at physics and mathematics, because you're going to be basically a mathematician and a physicist in your job. You're going to be up on the moon doing calculations. You need to be good at those subjects. But if you're a teacher and you're doing a degree in your chosen field, so if you're doing a degree in mathematics because you want to teach maths, or you're doing a degree in PE because you want to be a PE or a sports teacher, or you're learning art, but if you're doing your degree in, say, art, you may not be very good at drawing. But that should not disqualify you. If you do get not a very good degree, that should not disqualify you from being a teacher of art, simply because you're not very good at drawing apples and things. Likewise with mathematics, because a degree you'll always be learning topics which are higher than the level that you're teaching. And I'm sure even if you have a bad result in your degree of mathematics, I'm sure you would still be highly qualified to teach GCSE or A-level. And that is the point, that if you're a teacher, you do a degree in maths not because you want to be a mathematician, but because you want to be a teacher of maths. If you do a degree in art, you don't want to be an artist, you want to be a teacher. And I think there's no wonder that our higher education system is in such a bad state when you have these very, very narrow-minded black and white mentalities from these people.